Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about earthquakes and eclipses and beliefs and politics and science and averages. And we're just going to run through some things because something that occurs in the United States, a whole lot is occurring, and it's worth just kind of going over. If you missed the news, there was an earthquake that impacted New York. That led to people on the right, Republicans, politicians, commentators, putting out a whole bunch of commentary like this. God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. That is apparently from Marjorie Taylor Greene. You also have another version of this that is basically, it's coming from a whole bunch of different places, and it's phrased differently each time, but the general tone is, hey, in Revelations, there was an earthquake before an eclipse. So, obviously, trying to draw that connection. So, here's the thing. There's pretty much always an earthquake before an eclipse. Like, always. There's normally an earthquake while the eclipse is, you know, on the day of the eclipse. Why? Because there's about 20,000 earthquakes per year, which the average, I want to say, is 55 per day. So, yeah, that stands to reason. Now, even if you want to say, well, no, that's not what we're talking about. A lot of those earthquakes are very small. We're talking about, you know, the bigger ones. Okay, let's just go to moderate. Let's go to moderate earthquakes and just count those. The thing is, the earthquake that they're pointing to is it doesn't qualify because it's a 4.8. Moderate starts at 5.0, but let's just give it to them. There's still about 1,000 a year. So, with the idea that this is incredibly common, that this is very normal, why is this taking hold? Why are some people, I'm sure, are earnest in their belief, and there are probably some people who are using other people's beliefs to, well, manipulate them. Why is it easy to do this? American exceptionalism. That's what it's about. Contrary to popular belief, scientific evidence does not prove that the world revolves around the United States. This is why it is easy for politicians to convince people that every event in the world is somehow related to the ridiculous partisan divide in the United States. American exceptionalism leads people to the belief that everything has to do with the United States. And this is ingrained in people from the time they're little. They're told that, you know, USA, number one, all of that stuff. The USA is a country. It's a geographic area on the planet. Not everything that occurs in the world is related to the United States, and certainly not by design to influence American politics and give your chosen party an edge. But because American exceptionalism is so strong, bad actors can absolutely use people's earnest religious beliefs to manipulate them, to convince them that they're on the right side and that God is on their side. That's the reality. People have their beliefs. It's important to remember that whatever your beliefs are, they're your beliefs. Don't allow politicians to use those beliefs to manipulate you, to scare you, to take something that is totally mundane, that occurs all the time, and turn it into something that leads you to believe literally that the world is going to end. Science doesn't back that up. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.